You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. You have found good in abundance. You've tuned in consciously and conscientiously to the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore. And we are honored to have today with us one of the more remarkable, interesting, and beneficial people in the world, Ken Coldman, and he's going to be helping you learn more about how being happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Because you have tuned in to this show, the Joy of Living podcast, for one reason and one reason only. And it's a great reason, by the way. It's the best reason in the world, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. And that's great, by the way, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And you know that on this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And when you live these three fundamentals, you become happier, healthier, and wealthier. The three fundamentals, of course, are number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, in this case, a good number two, which means you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, right now, hundreds of thousands of people are joining you around the world listening to the Joy of Living podcast. And we're doing it over this amazing, magical, mystical platform called the internet. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you, has to do with the internet. Now, factually speaking, they're correct. Now, in our world, though, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is the word, right? W-H-E-T-A. And of course, the tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral, not just touch tens of millions, or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And right away, when you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's right. See miracles in life every day. Now, recently, I started doing in-person talks again. Recently, we had a crowd of 1,176 people, lots of energy, hugging, not a mask in the audience. It was great, uplifting. And I'm telling the story about Barry Shore and seeing miracles in life every day. And people raising their hands say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. Where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can build you that. You have water to drink, you have food to eat, you have a place to sleep, you have family, you have friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simplest proof. A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. If we have an obligation to live life to the full, to live exuberantly. So let me tell you a quick story. Imagine, if you can, standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, that's me, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. Not an automobile accident, not a spinal injury, a rare disease which I never heard of the day before took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved. I can only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital, 2 years in a hospital bed. I couldn't turn over myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair, 2 years, I had braces on both my legs, my hips, my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a triped, not a biped. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of one word, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? I thought about smile. Smile sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what CREATE stands for. And it's really what we're going to be talking about today with Ken Coleman. Rethinking, what I call a shift in perspective. Now, I've been working with people for 42 years, and I can tell you, 97.2% of all the people I discuss shift in perspective with, they drop the F and the other stuff happens. You got to be very careful with your Fs. You want to shift your perspective. And then you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation really determines who you are and what's going to happen in your life. Now, before we bring on Ken, I have to warn him and the new audience, we always have 340,000 people listening and more coming every week. Thanks to you, another 20,000-30,000 people every week. So keep them coming. I just want to share with you, we do use 4-letter words. Now, the 4-letter words we use, of course, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, life, hope, free, grow, gift, play, pray, work, swim. And of course, the 4-letter F-U word, fun. Fun, that's right, F-U, capital N, capital S, what I call the F-U word. And I do it because of the shock value. That's fine. I tell people I use the F-U word. It's fun, F-U, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So where'd you get that? I listened to Barry Shore on the Joy of Living podcast. He wants to teach the world to F-U. Capital N, capital N, gives you an opening to discuss what we're going to be talking about today, which is your wealth. How do you like that? Now, before we bring on Ken, I'm just going to urge everybody that from now and the rest of your life, I want you to use the 2 most powerful words in English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. 2 most powerful words in English language are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Imagine you go in the coffee shop, order a fancy latte, you sit down, somebody brings you, say thank you. You go in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, sit down, nobody brings to you, a few minutes go by, you go to the counter, say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're bringing you, sit down, a couple of minutes go by, somebody brings you, still say thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody holds the doorbell for you, you say thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, somebody slams the door on you, you say thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. You say, that's right, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you, to harmonize and nurture kindness. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking, because I was looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance today. This is our special report section, and we are honored to have today with us one of the more remarkable people in the United States of America. Yes, that's a big statement, and it's true, and you'll hear about her in just a little bit. Her name is Amy Fan West. That's her name. Her title is Councilwoman Amy Fan West. She is a councilwoman for an important city in the state of California. The city is called Westminster, 100,000 plus constituency. And it is a remarkably, great community in the sense that it's a group of people that are striving ever forward, living the American dream, which is to not be controlled, to speak out, and to make sure that they can live in freedom and build their families and their businesses without the control of the state as much as possible. So in just a minute, we're going to have a great conversation. It will be only 20, 25 minutes. This is the special report section. And God willing, you'll receive it so well that we'll ask Councilwoman to come back again and again, because she is not just outspoken. She is clear, concise, and compelling. And whenever you have that in a person, then you want to listen, lean in, and learn. And you're going to learn a lot today. So I can guarantee that this will be one of the best investments of your time ever. And we'll, God willing, be able to do this hopefully once a month. So I'm going to introduce you to, again, Councilwoman Amy Fan West. In addition to the fact that she's a she, quite happily identifies as a woman, married happily, thank God, for 14 years and counting, is the mother of three, and each one of them is a boy. How do you like that? So she's surrounded by a lot of, testosterone. And she is out there doing what needs to be done, which is to inform her constituency, to fight and rage against the machine. And the machine is that in California today, unlike it was when I first came to California in 1975, is today oriented towards controlling, channeling, and making sure that people do not step out of line. That does not sit well with Councilwoman Amy Fan West. She's outspoken, she's clear, she's concise, she's compelling, and she's here right now in studio for you. So we're going to welcome, without any further ado, wonderful Councilwoman Amy Fan West. Please, if you would be so kind, say hello to 358,722 people around the world.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Barry. It is my honor to be here with your audience. It is a pleasure to be united with fighters across the world, fighting for what is right, freedom, our liberty, and a way of life, our family, and our children. And thank you so much. I'm honored to be here today.
Well, again, thank you for making the time, because that is one of the things that is most valuable in everybody's day, especially for you. I'm going to jump right in. Let's talk about where you are. You're in California, Southern California, and California today, as I mentioned in the opening, is not the same state that I moved to willingly, knowingly in 1975. It was known as the Golden State, the land of opportunity, and it was. I flourished personally. I was able to be married with family, do very well in terms of business. And it was a shift by the time we made the decision to leave. We left just 2 years ago, in 2021, now is 2023, and moved to Henderson, Nevada. Nevada is a much more open place for business and growth and such like that. Let's just jump right in. Please tell us a bit about your background as a fighter. What have you done to bring out the best in you to fight against the supermajority, democratically controlled legislature in Sacramento, which is designed not to enhance business, but by the same token, to control not just business, but people's lives? Please give us a little bit about your personal background and then what it is you're doing at the very moment.
Thank you so much, Barry. I just want to correct one thing. When you say democratic, I want to correct that. They are not democratic. They are the Democrat Party. They're nothing democratic. So I just want to let you know.
Well, I am slow. Everybody has to know. Again, you see how wonderful she is? She listened, and I not only sit corrected, I am absolutely so happy to say it. You're right. They are not democratic. They are Democrats. Are not working in the best interest of the constituency of 30 million people in California, which, as California goes, oftentimes so goes the country. So you're absolutely in the heart of the battle. So thank you for that correction, because it's so true. They are Democrats not working in the democratic way. So let's continue, please. Thank you.
So my story started out with my father serving alongside the Americans during the fall of Saigon. Later, he was captured, tortured, and then released. And that's when we escaped on the fishing boat. And then we landed on the island, Thailand. We were Thailand refugee camps for a year, and then 6 months at the Philippines. And then they finally flew us over to Huntington Beach, California. And we landed here in the land of the free, because of the Brave. And we are so grateful for this opportunity. And so that is in a nutshell of my story. But one day we'll go more in detail of what happened. But with that as my background, I've always felt like God has a purpose and a plan for my life. He has protected my family from death, because most refugee people that escape from the Khmer Rouge end up dying. So I am the lucky 1% that survived the refugee boat ordeal. And so we are so thankful. And for us to escape death in that way, that I have learned to have no fear of death. That's why I'm able to face my enemy, face what's happening, socialism in our country, face on. And you know what? The amazing thing is I have a legacy of my dad facing his enemy face on when he was 16, changing his age to 18 so he can go fight the communists to save his country. He went head on. Now it's my turn to go head on with the people that's taking our country down, our state down, to reform it into a country that they wanted, and which we will never recognize that America country. And so that's why I am fighting hard for our family, our freedom, and our way of life at all costs.
So let me unpack a few things here, because they are so powerful, positive, purposeful, and I'm happy to say pleasant. I listened carefully. The land of the free because of the brave.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that you are clear in your language, precise and concise. So everybody, I urge you to listen to this again. The land of the free because of the brave. It doesn't just happen. Ronald Reagan said so eloquently and with prescience that in one generation, things can change. And we're seeing it right now. We're experiencing it. It's only generation to generation with legacy, as you mentioned about your father, being able to fight communism, to fight, not just by saying, well, they're not good and look what they're doing, to pick up arms and go forth and risk his very life so that you have no fear of death, which, by the way, so important, because people do shrink. There's a great person that you and I both know of. His name is Dennis Prager. And yes. Dennis Prager speaks a lot about there's only two kinds of people. There's the fighters and the people who help the fighters. Mm-hmm. So you're a fighter. It's incumbent upon myself and others to help the fighters, to give you encouragement, in this case, give you a platform. So thank you so much for articulating that. Let's go deep into a particular situation. You mentioned to me that you're blessed with three boys, ages 11, 9, and 7. And so they're at that age now where if they went to a public school, you would not recognize the things that they're learning that would make them aware that this is the land of the free because of the brave. So you and your husband have chosen to do homeschooling. Let's speak a little bit about homeschooling, why you did it, not just because, well, gee, I don't like what they're teaching, but why you did it and what you see as the, in this case, the enemy, which I will call the public school system.
Absolutely.
Why did you choose to do homeschooling?
Well, we start to put them, we decided to homeschool them when the beginning of the lockdown, the COVID lockdown. We were like, you know what, the material that was sent home, because at that moment, no one knows what this variant was all about. So they're like, okay, why don't everyone be at home? We'll send the home, the material home to the parents. And so I look at some of the material. I'm like, what the heck is this? As parents, we are making out to be the bad guys. We are actually producing a lot of carbon. We should be walking, not driving kids to school. And I'm like, what the heck? That is a math problem. Are you kidding me? Why are you injecting parents, releasing carbon, being the bad person? And then I go, you know what? I told my husband, we're not doing this. We're homeschooling, starting today. And so that's what we did. We notified school, and then we started homeschooling.
Oh, so this is very important. I didn't realize this because when I am 74 chronologically, so I'm decades older than you. And the school system that I was in public school, in a place called Brookline, Massachusetts, which is a very upscale place just outside of Boston. So we had schooling that was public. It was unlike anything I've heard about today. I mean, we actually studied history. We actually have a love for America. We pledged allegiance to the flag. We were able to, and the fifth grade, I remember this so vividly, we read from the Bible every day. My favorite was reading the 23rd Psalm. By law, you can't do that today. So let's go back to your point. So you didn't call it COVID, and I'm so happy. Again, you're very careful with your words. It was the lockdown. Yep. It was the imposition of the state, in this case, really the state. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about the communist state, even though they are akin to it in their own, by their own admission.
Yeah.
But you recognize that this is not just, oh my, what are we going to do? This is an opportunity. And here's what gets, I think, very important, and why you are Councilwoman Amy Fan West, and why you represent 100,000 plus people and many more who are listening to your voice. You're like moms for liberty. The importance is you recognized that you went from an obligation, which is, well, what's going on, to opportunity. So let's talk about that and what happened in the course of your homeschooling and what you found out about the course material that was being foisted upon young minds that saw their parents as people not great, but people who were hurting the environment.
Yeah. How silly. Yeah, it's pathetic. You can tell it is an agenda to indoctrinate our children. There, you know what? We have known, for me, when I was a child in the public school system growing up in America, I've always known that the partnership between parents and teacher are vital and important. But unfortunately, there's no longer that partnership, but there is an agenda to discriminate parents that we are now the bad guy and the teachers are the good guys and the public system are the good system. And so when that is the case, as parents, we all know, hey, there's no longer that partnership. This is the time I pull my kids out of school. And if I want anything to be done as parents, we got to make it happen. And so I don't trust the public school system. I made it happen. Me and my husband, we made it happen ourselves. And that's what we have to do. And that's what the American way is all about, is that we make it happen as Americans. Look back at the Depression time. It was the hardest time in America, right? But yet we as Americans pull our bootstrap up and we rejuvenate, we incentivize, we help ourselves up and brought our economy back up and running. We did that as Americans. So now, even though COVID, man-made, has caused a lot of destruction to businesses and family and death, life, we are gonna pull together and we're gonna make it happen. But the thing is that we need parents across this nation, but across the world, to stand up when any opposition is against your freedom, against your ability to think for yourself, against your family. You must rise up, stand your ground and defend it. Defend your freedom and go against it. That's all you have to do. And that's what you must do.
And when parents do stand up, one influencing another, influencing another, influencing another, we have a movement. It's truly now a movement. Councilwoman speaking out as a parent, as a partner in life, husband and wife, as a concerned citizen, a brave, outspoken person. Again, I'm just using this because I read a great article in the Wall Street Journal about Moms for Liberty just a week or so ago. And their tagline is, we do not co-parent with the government. We don't do that. Because there is an agenda. Now, the good news is that this is still America. So when are aware of the agenda and becoming more aware. Awareness is the first step to making a difference. I call Councilwoman a mad woman. She's going to laugh. I said, why is she mad? Because MAD is a great acronym that stands for Make a Difference. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Don't go away. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. You know me, Barry Shore, and you know my story. Standing up in the morning, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound that night, being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. Talk about a change of life. I was faced with lots of issues, difficulties, paths forward, if there was to be one. And I'm here to tell you that finding advice from professional people makes all the difference, certainly in my life. And I would urge everybody to consider doing so in your life. And if you've ever had the opportunity to find someone or some two people that are really matched up with you, then you know it makes a difference. I urge you to consider using BetterHelp. BetterHelp, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill in a brief questionnaire, I've done it, to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. This is your opportunity to make a difference and become the best you possible. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/joyofliving today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/joyofliving. BetterHelp, HELP.com/joyofliving. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, everybody. Oh, something special for you. Amazing. Sometimes a great notion comes into the world and changes, causes a shift that benefits everyone. Isn't that wonderful? Everyone benefits. This time it's called Einstein Cares. That's right, like Albert Einstein. EinsteinCares.com. EinsteinCares, EinsteinCares.com. Go there and sign up to be aware of when the site launches. Because guess what this site is all about? Its mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. And it's based upon something everybody loves to do. Shop, have fun, give money at no cost. Go to EinsteinCares.com. That's EinsteinCares.com. And register now so that when the site launches, you will be amongst the first to know about it. So you can shop, earn money, and give money at no cost. What a wonderful world to even be thinking about these things. EinsteinCares.com. Do it today. You'll thank me, and you know you love thanking me. Best wishes. Bye now.
Yeah.
You're a mad woman, which is great. And your husband is mad also. And you're training. You have an agenda. Let's be blunt. Agenda doesn't mean it's good or bad. Agenda, once you know what the agenda is, now you can evaluate. Your agenda is, I want to instill in my children and my family and my friends, anybody who listen, the love of America, the land of the free, because of the brave, and to be able to say that without fear. Now, let's be blunt. In today's environment, many people are afraid to say that, Councilwoman, because of what? There's something called cancel.
Yeah.
Is the fear that if you speak out and say, I am a Republican because, now do I choose to be a Republican because of what the Democrats are standing for or allowing to happen? And it may be, let's say, even that President Trump, that President Trump becomes our standard bearer again. It doesn't matter who Republican nominee is, because
we will not vote for a group of people, i.e. Democrats, that are focused on tearing down the American dream. So let's speak about, are there any particular bills that you're aware of that go to the very heart of our experience and want to hurt either California on a state level, and that could be copied by other states?
Absolutely. We have, as you mentioned earlier, what happened in California would trickle down to the other 49 states. And we have realized that for decades now. And I know those who, say, oh, I'm going to move to a red state. But hey, it doesn't mean that it won't get there, but it means that you need to engage in your civic responsibility there, over there, to defend your red state so it doesn't become like California. And so that's the reason why when those who said they're going to move, I go, you know, I understand everyone's journey is different. Every fight is different. But if you are done with California, I'm okay with that. But when you go to the other state, please get involved in your state so then it doesn't become like us, period. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I require of those who move. But now those who decide to stay and fight, like myself, I raised my family here. This is where I start my journey as a refugee, and this is my home and I must defend it at all costs. But I think because of my background, it gives me the umption and the backbone to stand my ground. And I have no fear. I've been going to different school board meetings in Orange County to help them, to stand with them, because as a conservative Republican and elected official, that's my job, to partner up with other conservative in a Democrat state to defend what is right, because there is power in numbers. And so that's the effort I make, even from my own road trip vacation. I took it off to drive back home to help another school board member. And so that's what I've been doing to defend at all costs in Orange County, because that's the only place we have right now that's still conservative, a little bit. So it's purple because of the Democrat ballot harvesting when they legalized that in 2018. So unfortunately, the sad thing with our state is that some of our representative, Republican in name, has vote with the Democrat as well up in Sacramento. And they're the one that causing all of this sexualization. And what bothers me the most is, I will name names right now. There is a state senator, Janet Nguyen, who we elected. She's been in politics for a really long time. And she thinks that we won't know and find out as parents what she voted in Sacramento.
Well, let's say the name again, because I want to be clear. First name is?
Janet Nguyen. She is Vietnamese like me. She voted
on. Oh my gosh. Oh, and she, even with her background, she's been turned. Oh.
Yep. Because if you think about it, politics is about power and money. And if you want to move up and that's all you know, and that's all the career ability you have is to move up in politics, you will cave into any dangling carrot stick that people put in front of you. So that's what she did. And for us to trust her, send her to Sacramento to fight for our children, she ended up voting with a Democrat on AB 2664, I believe. But I'll get this bill again. I put it on my social media, everything. I posted up. But anyway, that bill is what she voted in 2018 to allow sexual material in charter public school. And that's the very thing that we as parents fighting against, is that we don't want any sexualized material. That is not the job of the public school system. Their job is teaching academic math, science, history, language, art, so they can compete with the world. Why is California in the 24th place academically? We suck. We suck. It's pathetic. So that's why I don't trust anyone with an R behind their back, nor the D. I look at their voting record, what they did for the people and how they vote, because voting does not lie. And if they did something wrong, they need to own up to it. You know what I mean? And because she's running for supervisor now, she is a state senate. She's going down to local county. supervisor. She's running for supervisor race in this 2024 in District 1. And guess what? I'm not voting for her. I'm supporting another candidate, Van Tran, who is fighting for our family, our freedom, and a way of life. And if you're in District 1, you need to vote for Van Tran, and he will fight for our family.
So I have two questions in this short period we have, and it's just so wonderful. We're going to do this again every month because this is, it's important to name names and to call people out. So my simple question to you is, state senator sounds like a very high level.
Is
county supervisor equal to or even more power?
It's lower. It's county. Basically, the position she's campaigning for is going to be just county level versus state senate. She takes care of the whole state of California, and it's a bigger race, bigger seat, state senate. But she's giving that up to go down to Orange County.
What's the mindset? Why would she do that?
The mindset is, number one, with the county, there's only a total of there's five supervisor. Three of them are Democrat, two are Republicans, easier to deal with versus the state. They have the supermajority Democrat, and it's hard to get things done. That's number one. Number two, Orange County, you get paid more than the state. And number three is that less traveling. She lives in Huntington Beach. So you just go to Santa Ana to do your supervisor stuff versus flying every week to Sacramento and stay there for 5 days and then fly home. You know what I mean? So that's what she's doing. But the thing is that, number one, if the thing is she vote that way in Sacramento, we don't trust her for Orange County to defend Orange County, because she will have the purse of Orange County. Do we trust her with the money in Orange County and our tax dollars? Hell no. I'm not.
Okay, so there's a lot of money.
But yes.
Will she be willing at any point, do you think, to debate with someone, let's say yourself?
I am ready. If she wants to, let's do it.
Well, are you going to be aggressive and urge that to the voters and get on local radio, local TV and say, let's have a debate with
this is the deal. This is a thing. The OCGOP, Orange County, I'm on the Central Committee. I was elected by the people and for the people in the Assembly District to represent this area of the Assembly. I am being the only voice for the parent, because a lot of even OCGOP, they are picked by the chair, and the chair is establishment, and he pick and choose who are winners and losers. And so he has been covering, and the board has been covering for Janet Nguyen because it is their baby. And the thing is that she has vote Democrat. And not only that, she's endorsed non-Republican candidate since 2018. And the most recent was last November election. And a Republican candidate in Garden Grove, Lori, have come to me and say, what is going on? I've been endorsed by the GOP. Why is Janet Nguyen, a Republican, endorsing someone else instead of me? And I go, this is BS. This is breaking the bylaws. And number one, she wants endorsement from the GOP. And I've been talking to Fred and the board and saying, you know what? I hope you do what's right. I will give you that leeway as American and as human being to do what's right. And if you withdraw that endorsement in this next coming Central Committee meeting, let us know. Then I won't, bash you. But if you continue to go forward and endorse Janet Nguyen, your baby, and cover for her, then I will expose you, the GOP, and I will expose Janet Nguyen, because with your endorsement in 2024, it's invalid. I don't care who you endorse, it's wrong and it's invalid. Whatever who you endorse, you are covering for them. So we cannot trust your endorsement.
So this is wonderful. I'm sorry to say these words. Our time in this particular session is coming to a close. And I want to unpack a couple of things that you mentioned. One is this very famous line in American history and politics, all politics is local.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. People don't recognize sometimes that what happens in the local district, your council people, they're the ones who need you to understand that this is still the land of the free because of the brave. I just love this phrase. I'm going to be using it. I'm writing up my newsletter with your permission. And I urge everybody who's listening to this to share this with 5 people. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. You could be living in Mumbai. You could be living in Hong Kong. You could be living in Sao Paulo. You could be living in next door to Westminster. It's important to share this because this is education in what can happen in America. It's our country. This is our families. It's ours to win or not. And we want to win, not the way the establishment wants it, the way that Americans want it, which means be free, be brave, be aware, so that you can become a mad person, make a difference. Wonderful councilwoman, I thank you so much for your time, your energy, your insights, and we will be doing this again, God willing, in a month or less. So best wishes, everybody.
Barry, before we leave, I want to leave this bill with your audience. SB 94, basically those who are on parole, the state of California is releasing all of them. Who's on parole, death row, right? Well, they don't do death row anymore, but parole, right? They are trying to release them into our community. And in the city of Westminster, we have those on parole, those who have murdered people. We cannot do that. And in the state of California, you know, that would do damage to our police officer who have booked those guys. What that damage to their family, to our first responder, and to families in the city of or in California. So we need you to call your state assembly now, this week and next week. You can look it up on my social media. I put it all over. If you look Amy Fan West, I post that bill up there and a link so you can look up your state assembly. Call them to vote no on SB 94 if you're in California.
Again, thank you so much. We're going to put everything up on our site with all the details about Councilwoman Amy Fan West, social media, how to get involved, because she fights. And you want to support the fighters. So our blessing for everybody is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Councilwoman. Don't go away. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Welcome to Insider Tips on the Joy of Living podcast. And today is an insider tip that is going to be of benefit to millions of people. Deep benefit, not only just to the millions of people, but to the entire United States of America. And I'm not exaggerating. We are honored to have with us today Dr. Aditi Malik. Maybe it's Malik. I'll have to ask her exactly what's the right way to pronounce the last name. But more importantly, she's not just a doctor, which in itself is wonderful and with great credentials, but she is the acting director of the Office of Minority Health. She's the chief medical officer for what's called the CHIPS program. And most importantly, this few minutes together is about getting children health insurance so that they can be better capable and able to be at school and to learn and to grow and to be successful. So without any more from me, I'm just going to give a brief introduction and say, good day, wonderful Dr. Aditi Malik, and we'll call you Aditi with your permission. And let's just jump right in and speak about the program and what, in fact, Medicaid and CHIP can do for families who think, hey, I can't afford health insurance. We're going to stop that. We're going to show them how they can do it, right?
Indeed, we are. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show. As children head back to school, I am here to remind everyone whose children do not have healthcare coverage that it may be available to you. Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, offer free or low-cost healthcare coverage for eligible children, teens, and adults. In fact, Medicaid and CHIP cover more than 42 million children in the country today and have largely helped ensure that over 94% of America's children have health insurance. Each state has its own Medicaid and CHIP programs, and the programs provide health generally in families with low and moderate incomes. The eligibility varies state by state, generally depends on household size and income. In most states, children up to age 19 with family income up to $60,000 a year for a family of four may qualify for Medicaid or CHIP.
So let's just jump right in and tell people, because I'm going to repeat it at least five times, maybe more. I want everybody, even if you don't think you need this, you may know somebody. So let's think of other people as well as ourselves. To get more information, here's what we want you to do. Toll-free number, call 877-KIDS-NOW, KIDSNOW, 877-543-7669. Obviously, you can also find these programs online. Go to insurekidsnow.gov. insurekidsnow.gov, and you'll find something about coverage for family. Let's emphasize a few words that Aditi mentioned. Free or low cost. It's so important that everybody has access to this health insurance so they can do better at school. And again, let's just jump back into the idea of answering the questions. Wonderful Dr. Aditi. Why is it so important for students to have health coverage?
Having health insurance is critical for children to thrive at school and in life. Children with health insurance are more likely to complete high school and graduate college compared with their peers who don't have access to health coverage and healthcare. Healthcare coverage for kids benefits not just the kids, but other people around them too. Studies have shown that children with healthcare coverage are less likely to miss school due to illness, and are therefore better prepared to learn, and it has the added benefit that their parents also miss fewer days of work. Fewer missed school days for the kids may also allow kids and teens to not just stay involved in the classroom and actively in their learning, but in a whole range of extracurriculars like sports and clubs and things that happen after school too. And I will just add, parents can rest easier knowing that medical bills from routine or emergency care jeopardize their family's financial security and financial future.
So again, it may not apply to you, but you may know someone. Let's make sure that we reach out and allow people to know about these amazing programs. Again, free or low cost. It's so important because studies have proven that academic performance and health insurance go hand in hand. And it's like Dr. Aditi just said, it's not just in school. It affects every aspect of the child's life, which means it affects the family and it affects the community. And it's all positive. Dr. Aditi is dedicating this part of her life to making sure that everybody knows about these programs, and there should be nobody that is turned away. We will make sure. You can bet on it. I'm telling you, I'm here to make sure. I'm here to help. So I want people to go to toll-free number, 877-543-7669. Or go online, insurekidsnow.gov. Yes, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. It's true in this case. Free or low-cost medical coverage up to the age of 19. It is so vital for you, families, and the United States of America, because we want to succeed. We need to make sure that people are healthy. Health is the number one aspect of a child's life, and certainly for adults as well. But if you begin with the child, it will increase and allow people to grow over the years. Dr. Wonderful Aditi, we don't have much more time, but I want to just ask you a couple of questions. Once a child is covered by either this Medicaid program or a CHIP program, is there anything parents need to do to maintain coverage? I mean, do they have to go through difficult processes to do this? Or is it once you're in, you're in?
I'm so glad you asked. So once you're enrolled in the program, parents or caregivers should make sure to renew the coverage every year. So during the public health emergency and COVID-19, everyone was automatically renewed. But now that the public health emergency is over, really important that folks know everyone has to renew their coverage between April of this year and April of next year. So a couple key things that I want folks to hear. As redeterminations are underway, here's how you can assist with the renewal process. It's a few simple steps. One, update your contact information. So make sure that your state has your address, your phone number, your email. Two, check your mail. When it's time to renew, your state will mail you a letter about the coverage, about your coverage, and if they need you to complete a renewal form, they'll send you one. Three, complete that renewal form. Fill it out and return it right away to avoid any gap in coverage. And fourth and finally, if you no longer qualify for Medicaid or CHIP, you may still be able to get healthcare coverage through the marketplace and get help paying for it. That visit healthcare.gov to find out more about that. You can even get an estimate of your savings before you enroll. And the last thing I want to say, and I may have said this already, even if a parent is no longer eligible for Medicaid in that renewal process, their child may still be eligible for Medicaid or CHIP. So really, really important to return that renewal form so your state can see if you or your child or anyone else in your family or your household qualifies for coverage.
Dr. Aditi, we are just so happy that you're here. We're going to emphasize again, this is all about children with health insurance are better prepared to succeed in school. And if you succeed in school, you'll succeed in every other aspect of your life. Please, everybody, if it's not for you, maybe you know somebody, give the information, share. That's the genius of America. We don't just keep things to ourselves, we help others. So please call 877-543-7669. Alternatively, go to insurekidsnow.gov. Insurekidsnow.gov. Again, free or very low cost. Free or very low cost. We're not talking about saying we're going to burden you. On the contrary, this is to help everybody in the family, and it will pay you benefits for years to come. So please make sure that you act now. Dr. Aditi, in the next 32 seconds, can you give us one or two points that you just want to make sure that everybody knows?
InsureKidsNow.gov. InsureKidsNow.gov. Click on find coverage for your family. Or if you prefer the phone, 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Thank you.
Dr. Aditi Malik is dedicating this part of her life to making sure that every single person knows about this. Millions of people will be benefiting because of a program from the government that is free or very low cost. Use it, please, for your sake, for the sake of children, for the sake of the United States of America. Dr. Aditi, on our show called The Joy of Living, we leave everybody with a hug and a blessing. So I'm going to reach out to you and tell you HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. And we're going to do that right now because we thank you for being here. One, two, three. And our blessing from Dr. Aditi and Barry Shore is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Dr. Aditi. Best wishes. Bye now.
Thank you, Barry. Such a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.